Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum to this edition of the Coffee Express, coming to you live and exclusively from the studios of Markaz Sahaba Online, Sawtu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the voice of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in Durban, South Africa, on this Saturday, the 3rd of Dhul Hijjah, 1446, corresponding with the Gregorian date, the 31st of May 2025. Alhamdulillah, we have our brother Ahmad Parak Hafizahullah online at the moment for the segment called Straight Talk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Ahmad Parak.
Gee, not today. We don't have anything to report back on the Tafan and Kafan for this week. Mona.
Okay, coming back to our controversial issue, something about which a lot has been said, a lot has been written in our papers because of the enormous amount of money that has been spent, 3.6 million rand for a fan park. Now, one of the issues was the manner in which, the service providers were procured, and that is Section 36. Now, could you explain the Section 36 procurement process for the company that provided the service for this fan park? And, why is... has become controversial that they use Section 36.
Mulana, first and foremost, this event, this Nedbank Cup final between the Kaizer Chiefs and Mulana Parrot, we don't have a problem with it because it's bringing revenue to our city. And what happened in this case here, there was the tickets were completely sold out. We don't have an issue as far as what they have staged in the beachfront and Albert Park. There's no issues in terms of that is concerned. The problem that what we face is with when you're using ratepayers' money to the tune of 3.6 million, when you use Section 36, now 36 gives the city manager and carte blanche to use because for emergency basis. So that is Section 36. Like you have like a flood disaster or anything, you don't have to come before the full council to get authority to use. In this case, yes, Section 36 is there for emergency cases. Now, this was not an emergency case or anything. They knew very well. Nedbank Cup Final, PSL, they gave the go-ahead. They're going to stage it in Durban. So once they have approved the stadium, Moses Mabhida, there was no issues. They knew how much the capacity is going to be in the stadium. That the city knew about it. Park and Garden knew exactly what they were doing. Now they said the tickets were oversold and the people are outraged. They want to see this game here. The stadium is full. They came with a plan B. We agree with the plan B because give the community, because it's one of the biggest games in our province. Fine, we don't have a problem with that. But the manner in which they used the 3.6 million, how did they give the tenders out? Or if they didn't give it to tenders, how did they select the suppliers to stage these two events? Now, that is our problem. And where the accountability in terms of exactly how that 3.6 million was used. I can tell you one thing for sure. The AG is going to pick this thing up in the next financial year. This financial year is coming. He's going to pick this thing up because this thing on the 31st May, our season closes. 1st of June, our new financial year comes into effect. He's going to pick it up. He says, who are the service providers? Where the invoices are, how it was utilized. And I can tell you for sure, it will come before MPAC, and this thing here, the AG is going to pick it up. Now, we say this money of 3.6 could have been saved We don't have a problem. Could have been saved if you did the right thing by advertising it quickly for the right players, suppliers to come on board. And we could have saved ourselves maybe 600 or a million rand in this whole scenario. That's what our concern is. The method they use to acquire this money under Section 36 is flawed. That's what we are saying, Molana.
One of the politicians made a statement that they use this as an opportunity to loot public funds. You know, could you elaborate on this?
Ji Bolana, it's simple. Now, Section 36 is an open checkbook, in other words. Now, it gives you an opportunity to take wherever, take out and do things other than outside in council. So this is where the problem comes in. It is now is an opportunity for the guys to put their hand on the checkbook and take, because there's no accountability, because Section 36 gives you the privilege there. So the, your bill came to say 2.2 million, you drew 3.6 million and you put it under Section 36 because of net bank final. That's what happened. So now the 1.6 is gone down. It's gone to all the cronies. This is what happens.
And then we have another issue that has come up during this week. And that's about the budget. Although it was passed, there are political parties that are against that 9 billion budget for Durban. And can you elaborate why these parties are against that budget? And, you know, it was just allowed to be passed also.
Molana, my party also, we rejected this budget outright. The reason is, Molana, the people of our city and in Tigwini municipality is collecting rates. Now, when you collect rates, it is now utilized to give service delivery. 70 billion, say you can call it 71 billion, is going to be utilized. Now, when you have 36.5 billion outstanding debts from the consumers of the city, of that, Molana, you can say 19 billion is non-recoverable. They have employed more people to do debt collecting, all that, and they're giving them commission base. So they keep knocking at the people's door to say, come, 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 sign up, sort your people's lives out. We're looking for this money. So 19 million is a no-go. You know, it's whether you want to get it, we're not going to get it, we don't know. We can't tell you. They can try from now. Is carrying over from one financial year to another financial year. We voted against this item for the budget for one reason only. When you're not giving service delivery, you don't have electricity, our water is in a shamble at the moment. You cannot till that 2032, this whole project of our water is going to take place. In the meantime, we're losing 58% of our water. So that is a big concern for us as well. Now we pay for something and we lose it. So how can the ratepayers, the mayor crisscrossed with all the ratepayers that we engage with them. The ratepayers are not actually happy with this budget because they can't be paying for something and not getting in return. You fill up a trolley at the supermarket, you go to the till, you pay. You've got value for your money. Yeah, you pay, but we're not getting value for our money. And furthermore, they have put increase on all the items. Electricity, light, water, rates, all that is put in there. They revise the amounts by 2-3% here and there just to make the people happy. And they say, no, we revised it. We had a soft heart for the community, and we know what is happening in the community. Therefore, we reduced it. But after reducing it to, still we shouldn't have any increases because we are not getting servers. When you get servers, you will be prepared to pay that extra 2% or 3%. You don't have a problem because you know roads have been taken care of. You don't have to change your tires every, now you're changing your tires every 6 to a year because you've got, you have to take it for wheel balancing, wheel alignment. Some of their tires are getting ripped completely. Potholes we got. We got electricity problem. We got water problem. We're paying for rain. We got buildings that is been hijacked. All these things, and then you on top of it, you've got crime in the city as well. So and the hijacking. In fact, a friend of mine yesterday, his Toyota Cross was stolen from Orient School outside. He went for namaz, and then you know his cross was taken away. So every day you getting vehicles are being get hijacked. And so if you're paying, then you need servers. That is our concern, and that's why we rejected this budget outright. We say no, we're not interested in any increase or anything. We will not accept this thing here because of service delivery.
Now, we know that this is something that the public is talking about, and I'm sure that we also mentioned this, that this municipality or the city, they own buildings that are derelict, you know, buildings that they are not using while they are paying rent for other buildings. And now we know that this city is going to spend about 120 million to buy two buildings near the Durban City Hall. Plus, they have to spend more than, I think, 10 million for renovation of this building. Now, these two buildings, is this a wise buy, you know, considering that, I don't know how far it's true, but many members of the public state that the city already possess buildings that are derelict and they still want to buy more buildings.
Well, now the city has a lot of buildings, that's for sure. But this building in the CBD, it's a very good building. I know the building because previously all the advocates and all the lawyers and everyone were there. So I think because of the city hall vicinity, it will make it easy. But the big problem is we got our own building. Why don't we take this 120 million and renovate our own building? And that is freehold building. Just renovate it, get it up to stand. If you take 75 Winder Street, that is a massive building. Now, it hasn't been serviced, hasn't been done, worked on it. It only needs the lifts. It needs complete servicing. Spend this money there. We got a building down. We got in our city. Now we need to spend 120 plus. We would have spent more money to renovate it according to all the different departments. It's a joke. The problem is we taking money is the ratepayers' money. Yes. We need buildings because at the moment we are renting all over the show and we pay very heavy rental. That is one of the things. But why don't we? The problem is, Molana, they haven't got a plan. The plan should have been for many years. Work out exactly how many buildings you got. What can be done? First, renovate our own building. There's some hijacked buildings. Maybe you need to take that. Go to the owners of that. We will take it over. We'll give you an X amount. And all they did, and bring up, clean up the city at the same time. But buying this building, it is good and bad. Because one, it is very, very close to the city hall. But if you take Winter Street, everything is there. You just have to spend maybe 30 or 50 million. But you got a ready-made building. It's a freehold building. It's owned by the city. So you're not going to pay a rate, and you can't pay rates. You don't even have to pay rates because it's owned by the city. They're exempted. So I can't understand the logic behind this whole thing. Is when you have one party controlling the whole city, then it becomes a problem too because they do what they want to do. You can fight in council as opposition, like we are opposition, and we're fighting to make sure to the community gets the service. and make sure they get the best value out of it. But when you outnumbered because you got the ruling party has got numbers and they got a block. Anything comes and then the GNU between IFP, EFF and the ruling party, you bugger. You can only fight so much. Either way, if you vote against it too, they eventually get passed, and this is where they're getting away. Now, coming back to these buildings, yes, I'm saying it is a good value for money they can get because it's very close to the city hall, but take this money and do our other building. That's what, if it was me, I would do a complete due diligence on all these properties and then work out a formula, see if you can take this full 120 and fit our own building and get rid of all the rental buildings of where they're taking from the city is taking. That might be that is an idea we should be using.
Now, it is also known that these two buildings that they are planning to buy for 120 million rands, they in debt with the municipality also for rates. So are they going to buy them off with the debt?
Molana, what they will do, you see, in things like this, they normally will do a deal. So this thing is still on the drawing stage. So obviously, they will do a deal. They say, okay, they will do a write-off. What they will have to deal, there's a write-off here, 50%. If there's a rate of 25, 30 million, and then they will get a 50% write-off immediately. So it's a win-win for the seller. So, you know, so he's going to still get a reduction and he's going to get the amount what he's looking for. He's going to get it either way. See, this is the problem.
Okay. Now, something else that is it's disturbing because a lot of politicians have been through this process, but we don't know of anybody that have been punished. And if they were punished, you know, there were ways and means of relieving themselves from the punishment, like our past president. Now, the story about our ex-mayor and DSW, there's some damning evidence that came out in court during the week. Is there any chance that she and her cronies are going to be put behind bars, or this is just a, you know, formality that is being followed to go through this court process?
Well, what is happening at the moment regarding that matter with the DSW, 400 million DSW saga, the issue is a lot of the witnesses, one has passed away, and now, you know, when they're being threatened, so that's when it comes to court, because nobody wants to, you know, go and give evidence before the court. And that is the problem. I think it's going to take its course, depending on the evidence that is going to be before court. That's where we'll have to just wait and see, because the witnesses we know from the fact that some of them have been actually gone underground. They're nowhere to be seen. So all this is going to, and they're not going to come before court. So even if you get them subpoena, you won't even find them. That's why this case is dragging, and eventually what's going to happen? It will take its course. But as far as conviction is concerned, I'm confident there will be some conviction, because there was a lot of wrongdoings in these matters. But it all boils down to the court, how they look at it and how the evidence as well as the witnesses and how the prosecution cross questions and all on that day, and then it's taking place at the moment. So there is a big problem at the moment because of the witnesses. Some of them apparently, I believe and I know that they cannot even find it.
And there must be a lot of money being spent on this.
Molan, this matter has been dragging for the last 3 years now. So the bill is gone skyrocket. And in fact, I'm bringing a motion sometime end of this for June, that we want to know from the municipality how many legal cases are pending. People are suing them for rates, like water, before this thing, for advertising. There's a lot of how many. We got 72 lawyers. We want to know. So why we should be fighting these cases, why they don't come before the municipality and do a deal with them, check where the problem is, and the city will save money, and whoever is suing the city will be able to save money. I did in the last 2-3 months now. I went and I said to the legal department that, you know what, this matter, I don't know why you're dragging it. We could have, we can finalize this matter, and which we finalized quite a few of these matters. We to say, no, you know what, don't waste time, because both sides is going to, for them is nothing. City is not there. Money is ratepayers' money. They can drag it, and most legal consultants they're using and advocates they're using from their own and then their own company. They no more like the way that previously they were using. They're just using any advocates and all that. So I think, you know what, the time has come. They need to sit down and sort these all the outstanding matters, because we can close this chapter. And instead of both sides, you know, every letter, every time you go to court is remanded. It's costing the guy who's going to court 30 to 50K every time you go to court, because you're taking an advocate and going, and then he's getting demanded for this day. The city is looking for this, the client is looking for this information. So it's going to be, it's a costly effect. Legal is no more cheap. So therefore, I'm saying, I'm bringing a motion that we need a fully fledged accountability from the legal department, exactly in the entire city, how many legal cases are outstanding, so that we'll be able to contact these people and say, come forward and let's finalize this thing with the CFO, the collection department. And I think that's the only remedy we have at the moment.
Now, I just got a WhatsApp that you were mentioning people who are changing their car tires every 6 months and going for balancing, etc., alignment, you know, because of all the potholes. There is some provision made for this from the municipality where you can claim. And one person has sent me a WhatsApp, you know, if you are aware of this and how do they claim, because he also had that experience twice. Once the tire got ripped and once he had to take it for alignment again.
There is provision in the city, especially for this, Molana. It has to go to the Department of Roads. You go onto the website, itiguinimunicipality.gov, and it will give you an option where what remedies is there. And you have to send a letter to them. You have to send your proof, how many tires you fit, how much was for the wheel alignment, wheel balancing, whatever you used it for, and then take the city on. And I know in few cases they did get, they will obviously oppose it in the beginning, because we don't have the money, but when you put pressure, they will pay.
And when they pay, can you ask for anything in addition, you know, for because of the stress and etc. that you have been put through?
Well, no, I think you're pushing it now. There's no such thing in our Municipal System Act that for stress and trauma or anything like that. No, Molana.
Okay. Jazakumullah khair for the valuable information that you have imparted this morning. And inshallah, during the course of the day, you will get the podcast. And next week would be Eid al-Adha, inshallah. So most likely we are going to be doing some e-talks during this time. So there won't be this program next week on Saturday. But inshallah, we will talk again the week after next. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.